Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the Faux Hour at Faux on KBN on a Turn Up Friday.
On a Turn Up Friday, I'm Kyle Always Wallace. He's Brad Nortman.
That was rough.
He gave it his all.
My all is pretty bad.
Here's the thing. Last summer, when Ben was out quite a bit, we gave you steps that you need to follow in order to really summon the right energy for the Faux Hour at Faux. We told you to practice punting a football, and you just haven't listened to that advice since then.
The problem is, I'm limited with swag.
Oh, yeah, we know.
So
we're well aware.
There's really still only so much preparing in my mind punting a football can do.
It helps. Is so crazy how limited you can be with swag, and you can't do anything about it. It's crazy.
I mean, I'm not Mr. Swagger, Kyle.
No, I'm not Mr. Swagger. In comparison to y'all. That's right. The girl did.
Mr. Swagger.
Little Mamacita did call me that back in the day.
That is the best.
She's Puerto
nickname.
Rican. That's why she's Mamacita, not because she's my Mamacita.
No. That is the best, relationship nickname I've heard in a long time. Mr. Swagger.
Whatever.
No relationship.
It was a fling.
Yeah. Flirting nickname.
What can I say? I guess that's the type of energy I attract, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't know. But the type of energy that I guess being attracted in the NFL, I guess, Strofe, the KBN Sports Desk breaking news, you should be hitting that. Yeah, look at that. What do we have, Strofe, on the KBN Sports Desk?
Just coming through from ESPN's Adam Schefter, the San Francisco 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension, meaning at an annual average of $53 million. Brock Purdy does come in behind Jordan Love, despite playing in a Super Bowl. So the topic I'll throw up to you, fellas, is Jordan Love overpaid?
Ooh.
This is a rough one.
This is rough.
I would just like to remind you, in terms of average annual value, Jordan Love is the second highest paid quarterback in football, tied for the second highest paid behind only Dak Prescott, who averages $60 million a year.
Well, I'm looking at this, and is he overpaid? I feel like he took the Packers for all they were worth in that moment. He hasn't played up to it, I'll say that. Brock Purdy has been to more Super Bowls. He has probably better general passing statistics. So he's done more in a postseason for him. He has better statistics, generally speaking, than Jordan Love. He's just never had that stretch like we saw in 2023, where there's maybe no better quarterback on planet Earth. And we saw that for a minute with Jordan Love. But Brock Purdy's been more consistent, generally speaking, than Jordan Love. I feel like Jordan Love took that moment, that moment in the sun that he had in the end of 2023, and he squeezed out as much as he possibly could from the Green Bay Packers, and it gave him the second highest paid contract in NFL history when it comes to the average salary. Because I'm looking at Joe Burrow. He's no Joe Burrow. You know the other guy that signed in 2025 for $55 million a year?
Yep.
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. He took a little bit of a, not a pay cut, but he didn't go for his full value.
Yeah, he took a team-friendly deal. Trevor Lawrence, look, the Jags are just desperate for a quarterback.
No, can we be real?
I think he's slightly overpaid.
Let's just be real. Let's be honest about it. If we sit here, you say Trevor Lawrence. Strofe, I ask you, is Trevor Lawrence overpaid?
Yes.
Okay, exactly, right? Because we have our green and gold rose-colored glasses on, which I have them on all the time, we are hesitant to say whether or not Jordan Love is overpaid. But based off how Jordan Love has performed, right, in his career, not just in 8 games, not just in when he was healthy at his best, based off how he has performed, Jordan Love is clearly overpaid. The Green Bay Packers paid a premium price, banking on the fact that Jordan Love was going to excel. Now, Jordan Love can still excel and live up to that contract, but when you're looking at a team-friendly deal for Josh Allen, when you're looking at Tua Tagovailoa, who is not better than Jordan Love, taking a little bit less before Jordan Love signed, and now you see a guy in Brock Purdy who there is no denying. Yes, listen, we think Jordan Love has better, more potential than Brock Purdy. They were drafted in certain positions because of that potential. We believe that is clear. But at the end of the day, yes, Brock had a better team, but Brock has found more success in the NFL. Like, that's just what it is. And so with him taking less than what Jordan Love is getting, then, yeah, Jordan Love is slightly overpaid. And it's like, it's fine. The Packers decided to overpay him, but it doesn't mean that we can't say he's overpaid. He probably should be in that $53 million range, not the $55 million range. It's just a fact of the matter. So, yes, Jordan Love, just because I say you're overpaid doesn't mean I don't believe in him. Just because I say he's overpaid doesn't mean I don't think he's a great quarterback. But at the end of the day, he has not lived up based off who's making $55 million. He has not lived up to that, and neither is Trevor Lawrence.
Well, here's the thing that's concerning to me, is that most of the time that Jordan Love was not holding out, but he was waiting for his contract, and we were discussing it this time last year, the narrative was, this is just what happens in the quarterback market. Who's ever up next gets the highest amount. But now we're seeing that that narrative isn't necessarily true, because Josh Allen could have been next up. He could have certainly had 60. He should reset the market with Josh Allen is re-signing to be, he's the MVP, took his team to the AFC Championship game. He should surpass Dak Prescott. But he decided to take a longer deal, more guarantees, and he's only making $55 million now. And now we have Brock Purdy, who's accomplished more than Jordan Love in his career, and he decided not to reset the market, not go for 57, not take the hard way, not sit out of training camp,
and take
53. So this whole narrative, which used to be the case, and I stand by it, because this was the trend, where the quarterback, who's ever up next, gets the most money. That's how it used to be. But now you're seeing a bunch of guys not do that.
Yeah.
You're wondering to yourself, should Jordan Love have been that guy? Should he have been the guy to say, you know what? It's not on me to reset the market. I'm going to do what's best for me, but also what's best in some degree for the team.
You know what Jordan Love did? And again, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. We want to hear from you. Is Jordan Love overpaid based off the fact that Brock Purdy just signed a contract where he's getting less annual per year money than Jordan Love, though he has better credentials and, you know, higher success than Jordan Love has in the NFL so far? He took less money. 800-990-3776. Do you believe Jordan Love is overpaid? You can also chime in on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. You can join us there. You can share that as well. Is Jordan Love overpaid? Go ahead and put it on the poll too on KBN at ESPN if you can, Stro. Put that on the poll. And I think this is what it comes down to. Jordan Love is still early in his career as a starter, and Jordan Love hasn't had any taste of success of winning. I think what you see with a lot of trends sometimes with these guys is guys that actually get on the precipice of winning a championship and they realize that you need to have a great team around you. And when you want to have a great team around you, you have to give a little bit of a friendly discount, because $55 million, $50 million is a whole bunch of zeros. They realize that that two or three or four extra million dollars can be put to somebody to help him win a championship. It is about your legacy. When you look at a Josh Allen, Josh Allen took less than $60 million. Why? It's because Josh Allen said, listen, I got my MVP. He didn't have it at that time, but I played at a high level. I've been to AFC championship games, but I have not won a championship. And if I eat up the salary cap, I still may not win a championship. What do I want my legacy to be? Do I want my legacy to be about how great I was as an individual, or do I want it to be about winning championships? Brock Purdy had the privilege of coming onto a team that was loaded with talent. He saw the importance of having talent around him, and he's seeing some of that talent leave. And when that talent leaves, he understands it's going to be much more of a struggle. So he probably said, you know what? Let me take less money so we can continue to build around me, so I have a chance to win what? Actually win that Super Bowl. Jordan Love just hasn't been in a position to taste success, and his contract shows. Him and Trevor Lawrence took big paydays, and they were overpaid.
And here's the other thing, too. Josh Allen chose to have a longer contract, six-year extension for Josh Allen. And you even now hear Brock Purdy, five-year deal as opposed to four for Jordan Love. The difference in that is giving the team a little bit more, again, flexibility and freedom and landscape to know what our cap looks like more in the future. Jordan Love clearly did his contract so that he could re-up again before he's 30 years old if he continues to play well.
Me. I love Jordan Love, but me.
Purdy's saying, I'll go less and I'll let it go longer. Usually that's the trade-off. Jordan Love could say, I'll take $55 million, but it'll only be 3 years so you can get out. Usually that's a pendulum. Brock Purdy did both for the team. He said, I will do a longer deal. And so I cannot go to the negotiating table earlier than I normally would be able to, and I'm taking less. On both sides, Brock Purdy took less.
You know what Purdy said he wanted? He wanted what you got on your finger.
A ring?
That's what he wants.
I have a wedding ring, so that's...
Yeah, but NFC Championship ring, too.
That's true.
But no, that's my whole point.
But you're right, he does.
800-990-3776. Again, that is the Carbless Talking text line. We just got breaking news that Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, signed an extension with the 49ers where he will be making a five-year deal for $265 million, which is less annually per year than what Jordan Love is making. Though, we all know that at this point in time, Brock Purdy has had a better career than Jordan Love. Again, 800-990-3776. Dimitri in Waukesha. What are your thoughts about Jordan Love? Is he overpaid or is it just right?
Jordan Love is ridiculously overpaid. Strenuously on the overpaid.
Ridiculously, why? Yeah. Tell me why you think it's ridiculous now. That's a strong statement.
Because he only had a half of a good year of tape to think that he's the highest paid quarterback at the time. In the NFL, you didn't show enough to deserve the contract yet. Now,
that's true. I mean, he is right, because at least you could look at Brock Purdy and you could create an argument for why he deserves to be top five or whatever it is in that 50 million, because he's been to a Super Bowl. He's had elite stats. Jordan Love hasn't had any of that. So has he earned $55 million a year yet? That answer is an easy no.
And they sold me on the fact that, we're paying him for the future for what he's going to do in the future. I get it.
But, get that too.
But Brock Purdy's getting paid for the same thing as well, right?
And
like that's my whole thing. But 800-990-3776, that is the Carbless Talking text line. And we got a special call. We have a call from Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Mornings on ESPN Milwaukee, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Gabe, I'm sure you're calling in to back us up and express your displeasure with the fact that Jordan Love is overpaid.
Okay, like if you want to have that conversation, go for it. Like, okay, is Jordan Love probably overpaid? Yes. But you guys are acting like Brock Purdy is just Mother Teresa for taking $2 million less per year. What are you getting for $2 million in the NFL, guys? You guys, Brock Purdy, he wants to win championships. He wants that ring on your finger. Tell me one player. Tell me the difference-making player that is going to get you a championship for $2 million. I will wait.
I'll wait
for you guys to give me an answer.
A good punter, Gabe.
You know, that's a good pop. That's a good pop, Brad. That's a good one.
but Gabe, don't you think it's more than that? He signed for longer term for less. He could have just, waited through training camp, hung him dry a little bit. Do you think it's more of a even partially less money, but also partially a statement that I'm willing to do what it takes to bring other people here? I'm not going to hold the 49ers' feet to the fire?
I think everybody objectively, yes, if you want to point to, he played in the Super Bowl, but objectively speaking, I think everyone is going to, or at least most people will say, Jordan Love is a better quarterback and has a better upside than Brock Purdy. And that's why, he's taking a little bit less at this point. Yeah, maybe he decided, for the $2 million it wasn't worth sitting out training camp, but let's not pretend that this guy's taking a huge pay cut and doing the 49ers a favor by taking $53 million per season.
But Gabe,
and I'm sure the way it's structured, I'm sure they're able to get out of it after a couple of years. I don't think this is a selfless act and we should say, this is what Jordan Love. Again, it's $2 million at the end of the day.
No,
that $2 million isn't going to get you anything in the NFL.
No, Gabe, but when I think about it, it's a whole year after Jordan Love, almost a year completely after Jordan Love signed. The salary cap did go up. So, based off what Jordan Love cost the Green Bay Packers, technically, I don't know everything when it comes to that, but compared to the salary cap going into the season last year versus what Brock Purdy is, he's taking even less money. We all thought everybody thought Brock Purdy was going to get at least 55, didn't we?
I thought potentially, but the way the 49ers were talking, it didn't seem like it was going to be an inevitability, and it certainly wasn't. Like, Brock Purdy, you know, again, not every quarterback, and Dak Prescott kind of messed this up. Well, he didn't mess it up, but, like, Dak Prescott had the one thing that very few players actually have, and that's leverage, because Jerry gave him a previous contract where he couldn't be franchise tagged, and he couldn't do all these different things, so Jerry had to give him the $60 million if that's what Dak wanted, and that's what Dak wanted.
And he got
like,
it. Mm-hmm.
$55 million, $53 million, to me, you're in the same ballpark. That's, you know, you're basically being paid the same thing. Like, if you, and again, this is just annual average value. Like, the salary cap doesn't really matter. Like, Jordan Love's not counting $55 million against the salary cap. And if Goody's any good at his job, that $2 million means absolutely nothing. Like, you can mitigate that $2 million on the salary cap. Like, no big deal. That's
maybe it's the principle. Did you, hey Gabe, also, did you call us idiots?
Yeah, it's exactly what I told you. Yes, because you want to know, okay, you guys are talking like idiots. Not that you actually are idiots. I mean, you're a couple of smart individuals, you know, like, you know, Brad's got a, you know, degree from the University of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't hold Whitewater in the same esteem that Kyle does.
Wait a minute.
But you guys are talking. I mean, let's not pretend that, you know, Whitewater's Platteville, all right? Let's not pretend that, you know, it's on the same category.
And Platteville's not Stevens Point. I hear you, Dave.
Battle of the WIAC here.
last comment, yeah, I'll make.
And we can all come together. We can all come together and talk trash about Oshkosh if we really want to. But what I'm saying is, like, you guys are talking like, oh, man, I can't believe that he was willing to do this. How come Jordan Love wasn't willing to do this? Like, at the end of the day, they ended up basically making the same amount of money.
But Gabe,
the Packers assumed, I mean, they didn't think the cap would go up this much, but they knew the cap was going to go up every single year because it's the NFL and they invent days to play on and they, you know, have how many different streaming services that are willing to pay for games. So the Goody knew the cap was going to go up when he gave Jordan Love the contract.
I think my only thing, I mean, you are right on a lot of counts, Gabe. My only other thing is a way to rationalize Jordan Love's contract is that it was this narrative that who's ever up next just resets the market, right? So it makes Jordan Love's contract more digestible. That's not been the trend lately, whether it be with Josh Allen signing a mega extension that was $55 million, and now Brock Purdy signing $53 million. That trend is no longer, well, the market just keeps being reset for a number of different reasons. So if one of the basis of comfort with Jordan Love's contract is, well, that's just what happens. All of a sudden it's not happening anymore. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no. Like, is one of the main reasons why he got so much money, in addition to good play at the end of 2023, is that not even valid anymore, that quarterbacks aren't doing that?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, and I think, again, it goes back to Dak, right, because Dak reset it. And I think, you know, the thought of paying $61 million is probably going to make the 49ers crazy, or really anyone crazy, about paying their quarterback $61 million, which is, you know, what resetting the market would have looked like this time around. So I think Dak kind of did that. And also, like, I think a part of it for Jordan getting that money is Goody going, hey, you're our guy, I'm going to treat you like our guy. And that's why he also got the $55 million.
Gabe, thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
Yeah, we appreciate you chiming in. And I hope you're in your car driving. I hope it's not back to the studio. I hope it's to enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you know, hey, you guys enjoy your weekends. I'm sorry for calling you idiots.
Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, no offense taken. I was actually mad that you didn't lead with that, Gabe. Thank you so much. Again, that was Gabe Neistel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Again, you can listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, JGC, right here on ESPN Milwaukee, weekday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I think he shared some very good points. But AJ in Baltimore, you actually agree that Jordan That's Love my- is just right.
I 100% agree with what Gabe was saying. If you guys remember back 30 years ago, and I know you got to rewind the time machine, but Brett Favre reset the market with a $12 million contract per year, and he was the highest paid quarterback at that time. Jordan Love, with his contract,
really quickly,
now,
AJ, I want you to continue. AJ from Baltimore, I want you to continue. But what year did Brett Favre sign that contract?
1995.
Did he, had he
30
won,
years ago?
Had he won an MVP yet, or no, he won the MVP?
That was
the 95.
First MVP.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to check.
Yep.
So MVP quarterback. Go ahead, AJ from Baltimore.
MVP quarterback, yep. And after that, you got Jordan Love with his 2023 season showing what he's capable of. and you're paying for potential, knowing that the salary cap is going to increase and knowing that that percentage of that salary cap is going to decrease. So percentage over time, as a general manager myself, you pay for potential. You don't pay for what they are now. You're paying
AJ, for Baltimore.
Hold on a minute.
You say as a general manager yourself, or are you talking about internal? Like, are you a general manager of an organization somewhere?
I am in Baltimore. Yep, that's correct.
Oh, okay. AJ, keep
what
talking.
What is it?
Okay, yeah. Keep.
So all I'm saying is, like, financially speaking, what the Packers have done with Jordan Love is so smart for the organization, knowing that they paid for the potential of 2023, knowing that they've got him locked up for the next, you know, whatever, when he signed that contract, 5 years, he can grow into that contract, right? But when he grows into that contract, the percentage of what it's going to take out of the cap is going to go down.
AJ, you sound very bright.
He's going to continue with his potential.
You sound very bright, and I take your word. But I gotta ask you, are you a general manager of a team that uses bats?
Say that one more time.
Are you a general manager of an organization or a team that uses bats that swing to hit balls?
I am a general manager of an organization that drops bombs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, AJ. Well, AJ from Baltimore, I want you to be my friend. How about that? We'll leave that at that, AJ. Thanks for calling in.
But I'll tell you what. I appreciate you, and I love that 414 hour.
Yeah!
Thanks, AJ. AJ's a good friend of the show.
Yeah, AJ, he's a great friend. Hell yeah.
Let's keep him in our tightest circle.
Yeah, and for anybody, so for Taylor and Walkershow who called me a clown.
Yeah, any enemies?
No, I'm just kidding.
Any enemies of the show?
What about that?
Wow.
I've done some research, and I can tell you that AJ was not lying.
I believe that there is... well, I'll save it for off the air.
That is crazy. All right.
That was he goes, he just drops it. Yeah, as a general manager myself.
Yeah, I like AJ. AJ, hey, by the way, Baltimore, fantastic. Great city to go to. Very great city to go to. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. And breaking news came down. Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, signed a 5-year, $265 million contract. Why it is breaking news is because he is making less annually than Jordan Love, which leads us to ask the question to you. You can go to KBN on ESPN or ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter, both on Twitter. Is Jordan Love overpaid? 800-990-3776. I see your text. We'll take those. But on the other side, Strofe, you ready?
Life is a highway.
It is time for us to take a stroll on the polls as we have pole position coming up on Kyle Bruston Norman.
I want to ride it all night
long.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Norman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Bruston. I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Got that something sweet.
KBN Nation, as we get you ready for your jam-packed weekend, we're going to have some beautiful weather today, going to be at the Brewers game tomorrow. Get y'all ready in the right way, and there's no better way to get you ready here on Kyle Bruston Norman than with Alex Strofe leading us in pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Yeah, it is Pole Position right here on KBS? No, KNS?
KNS.
No, wait. What is he in?
Or KKSN. What is
Ben in the KBS? Oh,
he's the B.
Well, obviously.
KSN.
His initials are BB. That would make sense. KSN. Yeah, okay, here we go. Oh, I guess I should say who these are from, shouldn't I?
Uh-oh, he got too much. Take a deep breath.
He's got to get that Friday energy.
Take a deep
I love
breath.
Fridays,
yeah,
baby.
I know you love Fridays. I promise I would
from
keep you on
the greatest
rails.
Right, radio producer in the business.
Okay, so Alex Strofe.
From Alex Strofe, Alex_Strofe on Twitter. Who is the biggest power couple in America? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? or Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet?
Wow, that's a bad poll. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It's a great poll.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Dude, oh. They're like not even in the top five right now.
You do realize they're both billionaires by themselves, I believe.
Right, but I think if you ask a
Jay-Z
normal...
Jay-Z literally gets to decide
but I think
who
if you ask a normal person...
A normal person?
Who the biggest power couple right now in America. I don't think anybody's going Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're in 2004, they might say that.
They're legitimately the biggest...
I think they've lost their novelty is the problem.
I would agree with Brian.
They've been together for so long, it's just sort of been... But like, you know...
I get what
Timothy
you're
Chalamet
saying.
And Jenner.
They're not even married.
Yeah, but they're like, it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. It's obviously T-Swift and Kelce. I mean, there are people that dress up as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for Halloween.
That's true.
I mean, no one's dressing up for sure as Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner or Beyonce and Jay-Z, Kyle.
I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it's old news, but I mean, yeah, if y'all want to play kids play, right? Child's play, sure. Go ahead.
Answer the poll.
You should have had neither. No option. It's a bad poll. A very bad poll.
Why this became a poll is because Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet were courtside at MSG.
Courtside. Cool.
And Latrell Sprewell.
Was he courtside?
He was courtside.
How?
Wow.
I thought he was homeless.
He's not homeless. Whoa. He just had his boat repossessed.
That was crazy.
He has a place to lay his head.
No, I thought he was broken homeless.
I know.
Jeez.
I heard rumors of people that had to like.
I think he works for MSG.
Oh, you know what? I think he did get a job. Yeah, I think they gave him
Doing
a job.
What?
He was struggling.
I don't know.
Literally, I thought he was homeless and broke. I've heard stories that they had to, like, you know, got to shoo him out of places because he didn't have a home.
No, they shoo him out.
I could be wrong.
They probably shoo him out of bars because he hangs out heavy on Brady Street. I told you he tried to hit on my girl one time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Did you front on him?
I walk outside because this is before me and my girl were... Yeah.
According to Latrell Sprewell's Twitter, he is currently doing community relations with Knicks and MSG media personality.
That sounds like an honorary title.
It is.
That doesn't sound like paid.
He tweeted the other night. He said, OMG, Kylie is even more beautiful in person. And it was a picture of him and Kylie Jenner. And
yeah,
Chalamet, did he make the picture?
Chalamet wasn't in.
Oh, wait, wow.
I bet Chalamet took the picture.
Latrell Sprewell will be after everybody, woman.
Wait a minute. Kyle is finding a way to put him and Timothée Chalamet in the same sentence.
I'm not joking. We're at Joe Katz, and I walk outside, take a call. I come back inside. He done snaked his behind to be having a conversation with my girl. She was like, yeah, I was like,
talking about your current girl?
Yeah. I was like,
we're talking about baby girl.
Baby girl. She said, yeah, that was just Latrell was talking to me. Some guy named Latrell. I guess he played in the NBA.
Latrell.
I was going for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. She didn't know who she was. She don't want no old, washed up man. But
were you proud?
Latrell.
I mean, that baby girl was so attractive.
Baby girl is very attractive. But Latrell Sprewell hits on anything that is somewhat attractive.
Oh.
And my girl's attracted, so I mean, he thought he was gonna hit the jackpack that night. He saw
humble brag.
The thing that's weird. He saw me and her sitting at the table. He did. He was just waiting for us. So I left, and he waited for his opportunity to go try to hit on her.
Probably thought I can take that guy.
Yeah,
and he probably could. I mean,
let me tell you, Latrell Sprewell. I'm from Milwaukee. He from Milwaukee. He from the streets. I'm from the outskirts. I'm from Milwaukee, you know, in the high numbers, 66 and Capitol. You know what I'm saying? Like, we good. He from the block. So, yes, yeah, so Latrell Sprewell, I seen the way that he can fight, and I heard that he choked the coach. I'm not messing with him.
Okay.
Anyway. What do you mean, okay? That's the truth. Act like a big buff and bad.
Dude, you're just a strange dude.
You win some, you lose some, but I'm telling you, Latrell Sprewell, he has a loose screw. I don't care how old he is, and he's a big man.
According to Brad, he's broken homeless.
If that's inaccurate, then I apologize, but I legitimately thought he was broken homeless.
I mean, you could have pulled the punch there, though.
I mean, if it's true.
You pulled no punches.
Shout out to James Dolan, though. He seems to always help guys out.
Oh, wow.
The owner of the Knicks. What's next?
I thought he was a bad guy.
He helped out. I think Oakley one time. Or no, him and Oakley.
No, him and Oakley almost fought.
No, I thought they were going to get in a fight.
I know. I feel like he helps out.
All right, this
one
from Jim Matt and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6, ESPN Madison. Are you a fan of the NFL schedule release videos released by teams?
I think they've gotten so outlandish that I'm no longer a fan. There's that Titans one from a couple of years ago where they like asked people on the street about who they thought they were. That was hilarious. But now they've gotten so obscure and strange, and you can tell they're trying too hard. It was a good idea taken too far now.
I'm glad you said that, Brad, because I introduced you. Alex Stroph's top four NFL four. Schedule release videos.
Not so, five. You better,
place. You I said top five if you'd like.
The team that had to apologize for theirs.
That was the Colts. They take 32.
Oh, wow.
What did they do?
Rankings.
Oh, Brad, you're a clown now, too.
Okay. Sounds good.
I just got a text from somebody we'll leave unnamed. Latrell Sprewell one time grabbed both of my ears and started rubbing them.
And that's from a woman.
That was a man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know, to each day on. Whatever people are into, they into.
All right, number one. The Atlanta Falcons. They did a Mario Kart parody. Very funny. Great jokes involved. Number two. The Las Vegas Raiders. They did This Is SportsCenter parodies. Which were very
funny. Oh, like that.
Number three was the strangest one I saw. It was from the Cleveland Browns. Mm. It was their weird elf-looking mascot.
Yeah.
He was doing, like, reverse time lapses and hypnotist stuff. I didn't understand it so much to the point that it landed number three on my rankings. We'll do five. Number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It was good. It had the Wisconsin boys in it.
Former Badgers Nick Herbig and Keanu Benton were searching for Sasquatch.
Yeah, it was.
It was quite long, but it was very good.
Very long. Casey Hayward turned out to be Sasquatch. It was so good.
And then number five. Ooh, couple of these.
What do you mean couple? You got to have a top five.
Yeah, number five. I will give it to the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. It was just dramatic music. And a spinning Lombardi trophy. It had nothing to do with their schedule.
That's actually pretty cool.
It was just a spinning Lombardi trophy in very cinematic.
Where did Packers rank? Because I thought theirs was awful.
I didn't even watch the Packers this year.
I thought it was so bizarre.
I put it at number 27.
Okay, that's probably fair. It
you
was
have a lot
so
of time
weird.
On your hand.
I do this between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Wow.
Okay, well,
I crushed 26 of the 32 last night. There's... I only did six on Wednesday night.
So this is an incomplete?
No, I'm through it. We're good.
Oh, I thought you did 26. You did that. Okay.
Man, to stay up till 1 a.m. watching these videos.
Wait, come on.
That's being in your 20s.
Wait a minute. What is this segment called?
Pole position.
What? Where's the pole?
Well, we did the pole on.
Do you like them? Do you like these videos?
Okay, he stole the.
It was clearly an entry to just do power rankings.
It was for him. Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
When Ben Brush is gone, Alex says, this is my time to steal. And then he wants us to go to break because he obviously didn't prepare for the segment. Oh, I see why you and Ben Brush
okay, go
back
how about
and
this
forth.
Poll that got.
Go ahead and tell him about the retreat marketing.
Well, let me tell you, these teams that put out their schedule release videos, they should have consulted with 3Tree Marketing. I mean, 3Tree Marketing is your go to. Full-service branded merchandising agency that's going to tell your company's story to the fullest and the most refined degree. That's because whenever it comes to new teammates, business partners, creative merchandising, specialized gifting, onboarding kits, whenever you put your logo on something you can touch, feel, or experience, 3Tree Marketing is absolutely experts at it. And guys, the stakes are too high. The stakes are too high than to actually swing and miss and to totally miss the boat on delivering your message. It might be irreparable damage to your company if it is marketed wrong. So 3Tree Marketing will make sure it's reputed, it is marketed right. It's an amazing opportunity to showcase what your brand is all about. Think outside the box and it'll become an extension of your team. 3Tree Marketing, the best in class when it comes to telling your company's story. Set an appointment today. At 3treemarketing.com.
After Brock Purdy's contract extension making $53 million a year, is Packers quarterback Jordan Love at $55 million a year, is he overpaid? 800-990-3776. We will continue that conversation. Remember, you can always watch and stream us live on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Give us a like and give us a subscribe. But we're going to wrap up that conversation when we come back. This is Kyle Brustin-Norman right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh, and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. As that higher love I keep thinking of,
this is Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Milwaukee. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, 800-990-3776. You can always call and text in on the Carbless Talk and Text line where Liz is more. I'm Kyle Wallace. He is Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter. He is
DJ Strofe.
Here it is. No Ben Brust today. Ben Brust is on assignment. Do we still say that?
What does that mean?
Assignment. He's on assignment down in...
Does assignment mean a work capacity?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure he is.
He's working something.
I'm sure he
is.
He's
texted me like six times.
Oh,
is he listening?
I don't know.
Oh, so it's not show related.
No, it is show related, but I don't know if he's listening.
Oh,
very interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting. Well, Brad Nortman, we kind of had to live through something called your trauma. And we all have trauma, right? Even the best of us have some type of trauma that we've had currently in our life or in our past that we had to move past. And unfortunately today, based off the conversation we were having, we had Brad Nortman relive his trauma of losing in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50 at that. And we actually rewatched a video of Cam Newton not picking up the fumble. Now, Brad Nortman saw it, and he got up, and he said, he was upset. But, Brad, let's say Cam Newton never fumbled. Let's say Cam Newton led his offense, the number one offense in the NFL that year, down the field for a touchdown to put you all up. And let's say your defense, that was a stout defense, holds, and you win a Super Bowl. Brad Nortman, would you still be here with us here on KBN? That's a long sigh.
Probably not, Kyle.
What?
I mean, maybe. That's the thing. There are moments in our life, critical moments in our life, where you wonder, man, if things went different, I wonder how that would change my life. And that Super Bowl is one of them. Because I'm not going to lie. Played in the Super Bowl. It was a whirlwind. Most of my memories of it, of the game itself, outside of me punting pretty decent, it was negative, right? Because we lost. So the whole thing is colored negatively. But we went back and looked, and the Panthers, we had the ball down six with 4.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, I didn't realize that would be
tailor-made for a walk down the field, score a touchdown, and win. And I didn't realize it was that close. And it all came rushing back of the pain of losing the Super Bowl. And I wondered to myself, man, where would I be? Where would I be if I would have won the Super Bowl? Because here's why.
You wouldn't be right here with us?
But if you're a Super Bowl champion, Kyle, maybe I never would have went to Jacksonville. Maybe they try to keep running it back for as long as we can to maybe try to stay in Carolina. Maybe I never leave Carolina because I'm a Super Bowl champion in the city of Charlotte. So maybe I don't move back to Milwaukee. Maybe I stay and move to Charlotte. It's interesting to see the way one domino falls. And I would maybe never even know the names Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe,
and
Ben Brust.
We played against each other in high school.
Still wouldn't know your name.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah. So I just wonder.
That's fine.
I just wonder, would I still be here? Would KBN be a thing if Cam Newton would have just jumped on the ball?
Well, Brad, if you would have came back, I do know your price for what you get paid here. I don't know how much you get paid, but I do know if you were a Super Bowl winner.
But it went up. It went up for sure.
Yesterday's price is not today's price for sure.
My introduction on the show would be completely different. Be Super Bowl champion Brad Nortman. Second place Brad would not be a nickname. Yeah, and maybe I'd be different. Maybe my disposition would be different. Maybe I'd be less, you know, maybe I'd be more of a jerk. Because, you know, I'm more believing in my abilities and whatnot. Who knows? Who knows how life would be different?
I'm going to be honest with you, Brad. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be. I mean, listen, you're a Super Bowl champion. You can do what you want. You're a punter, right? As a punter, I mean, you want Chris Jackie. He wasn't that great of a field goal kicker. He wasn't. He was decent, but he wasn't that great of a field goal. Chris Jackie still has some pull around Wisconsin simply because he was a field goal kicker when the Packers won a Super Bowl. So, Brad, I'm telling you this right now. Had you won a Super Bowl You and Carolina, both of the Carolinas, you would have had some pull. You could have made some moolah.
I would have. And additionally, I remember talking to Matt Stover. He's a former kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. He won a Super Bowl for them. Whenever he is even around the team, he can at a moment's notice go do all these different speaking engagements. He gets in the door. He's given credibility because he's a Super Bowl champion, not a Super Bowl runner-up. And let me tell you, what he's fetching for those speaking engagements.
How much is he getting? What is he getting, like, you know, 5,000 per
engagement? Oh, add a zero onto that, Pat.
What?
He's getting like 50K.
Oh, hell, Brad.
Think about that.
Brad,
No big deal.
Cam Newton cost you a lot. He cost you millions of dollars.
He did.
He did. Because, Brad, let me tell you. You're intelligent.
Oh, Homer's trying to bump on here. Hey, Homer. Homer's still trying to vote.
You You're on, Homer. Go ahead.
There's only one reason you got to the Super Bowl, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, and what was his name?
Luke Kuechly. Oh. Yeah. Cam got me there, and he didn't get me all the way there.
You experienced the Super Bowl because of one person.
Yeah, Cam was pretty magical that year.
Yeah, he was magical until he decided not to jump on football.
Fine, but you can't cost my boy Brad millions of dollars in earnings. What would you be thinking of him if he never made the Super Bowl? Your introduction for him would be a little bit different. Guy who kicked in the NFL. Now, he's a Super Bowl player in the NFL, right? Is that not how you promote him?
Yeah, Super Bowl runner-up.
Yeah, you would promote him and say, thanks to Cam Newton, Super Bowl punter.
He would be Rose Bowl, you know. Competitor, competed in a Rose Bowl.
Again, probably thanks to Russell Wilson for that one as well. And thank you to Monte Ball for
that. Hey, you deserve more credit for that one, the fake punt.
That's true.
You do. Well, Brad Norman, I'm glad.
But I'm glad I'm here.
I'm not glad that you did not win a Super Bowl. I wish you did win a Super Bowl, but I'm glad that you are here. I'm glad that path took you this way. Cam Newton not jumping on the football had you and I now have our path.
I'm thankful for that. Excuse me, one other thing.
It was, yes, sir.
They win the Super Bowl. He ain't here.
That's hell no.
That's what we're saying. He probably never moved back, and KBN's everything.
Matt Stover's getting $50,000 every time he speaks.
Not from me.
From people in Baltimore.
They need to be talked to.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
I don't care. He's a kicker.
We'll continue this conversation about kickers being overpaid, kind of like Jordan Love maybe overpaid in some people's minds here on Kyle Brust and Norman. Keep it locked. We are going to get you ready for your weekend coming up next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Get down on it. Oh, y'all know what that means. That means we getting you ready for the weekend here. We want you to get down on it as we lead you up into the Homer Hour here on ESPN Milwaukee from 5 until 6. Which leads you into your weekend, and that is Alex Stroff at the sports desk for KBN Sports Desk.
Still didn't get it right.
The KBN Kyle Brust and Norman Sports Desk. Hey.
Are you guys aware who is currently leading the PGA Championship?
Some no name.
Well, now I'm looking at it. Johnny Vegas.
Best name in golf. Johnny Vegas the greatest name in professional sports?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's like what they call drunk idiots at 3 a.m. on the strip. Johnny Vegas. He's about to win but he's in first place.
He will not win.
He's got a pretty nice lead right now, though.
Whatever you want to bet.
Who do you think's going to win?
Somebody other than Johnny Vegas.
But you're just taking the field?
Yeah, he's not that good.
Way to go out on a limb.
Homer, we're taking a trip.
I heard that. You want to
go to Pittsburgh?
Oh, he smiled.
You want to come
Homer's
with?
Coming.
Come on, Homer.
No, come on, home,
I'm not coming.
You could bunk with Ben. Homer and Ben.
I mean,
that would be
pals.
A hell of a room.
You guys are cut from the same cloth.
You just hear a lot of this all night. Not all night.
No, I've been kicked out of the restrooms. I snore like crazy.
Oh,
do
that's
you?
Okay.
Yeah, I've been kicked out. We went with my kid to a trip, and they kicked me out of the area where
Can I ask a personal question?
Okay, well.
Sure.
You don't have to answer it if you don't want. Do you and your wife still share a room?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Huh? So Homer, that you do realize you can get nasal strips that can assist with that.
Yeah, there's
why are you
tons
looking at
of
me? Homer, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just making sure you know that there's options to maybe your wife wants to have a really good night's sleep.
I think Homer's very sick of Kyle this week.
No, he's right. I never gave that any thought.
Have you tried anything to help your snoring?
No.
Never?
Never.
What about you? Don't need a CPAP?
But you're historically
bad. I'm not doing that.
Oh, my brother did it. He said he didn't know he wasn't getting good sleep.
Well, but I want to emphasize the snoring doesn't bother me.
That's fair.
I sleep great.
It's a great point. Mm.
I know. I'm telling you this right now. I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you,
See how careful he is now?
What?
There's
nothing to be careful
about. Ever since you yelled at him about telling you how to sleep.
I'm going to explore that about the snoring.
You should explore it.
I will. I think that's a good idea.
See, I'm not telling Homer to do anything. Yeah.
The problem with old people is that they can't sleep or... they sleep and get up and then can't fall back asleep.
Oh, I
sleep great. I kill it.
And he kills it. He's going to kill it on the home run. We're coming up next here on ESPN Milwaukee. Thank y'all, KBN Nation. Have a beautiful weekend.